This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. One of two bills that would limit punitive damages in lead contamination cases is on its way to Governor Jay Nixon. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the provision is designed to protect Doe Run Resources Corporation from being inundated with lawsuits.
Doe Run purchased old lead mining sites in St. Francis County in the 1990s, more than two decades after operations ceased. Republican Kevin Engler represents that county in the Missouri House. He says the company is making a good faith effort to remediate the affected sites.
Are we going to have Doe Run to be around to continue to employ hundreds of people in the district in the mining industry? Are we going to let them have an unlimited amount of lawsuits where they just hide behind bankruptcy?
The bill would limit punitive damages in each lawsuit to no more than $2.5 million, but would also exempt Doe Run from any punitive damages if it's proven that they've made, quote, good faith efforts to remediate contaminated sites. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The director of Missouri's Medicaid program, Dr. Ian McCaslin, has left. McCaslin has been in the position across two administrations, beginning with Governor Matt Blunt. He and the department aren't saying whether he resigned or was fired. McCaslin's departure comes during a time when much is changing in healthcare and in the way Medicaid is administered. His departure worries Washington University health economist Tim McBride.
It'd be a big loss for the state of Missouri, I think, for to have him not in that position, because he's been a great leader for the Medicaid program over the last 6 years.
McBride also chairs the state's Medicaid Oversight Committee and credits McCaslin with finding millions of dollars in savings to the state's Medicaid program by establishing new prescription drug health care delivery programs. Jennifer Tidbull, the department's director of financial and administrative services, will serve as interim director. At a city hall meeting Tuesday night, the St. Louis company looking to set up a new housing complex in downtown Columbia addressed several issues it's facing regarding the construction plans. KBIA's Jake Godin reports the group is requesting multiple variances.
Collegiate Housing Partners' plans for the 106-unit housing complex include only 120 parking spaces. The city currently acquires 301 parking spaces for the planned size of the complex. The company's director of development, Brant Stiles, says that their solution to the parking issue is to stress less need for cars.
We are planning on working with the university to incorporate the bike share program into the project, as well as having two bike storage locations located in our garage. We really just want to promote a pedestrian-friendly development, and based on our location, we feel it's an ideal site to do that.
The St. Louis company also is requesting permission to allow the building to be built 180 feet tall and to reduce the required setback of the structure from 25 feet to 4 feet from the street. City Councilwoman Barbara Hoppe says that stressing less need for cars to those living at the complex would help with getting the variance approved.
I think parking is the big thing that the community is concerned about. So if they really follow through with promoting bus use and biking and conveying to the students that they don't need cars and they have the rental zip car, then it may adequately address the parking.
Another concern of Hoppe's is the sewer capacity in the area. Columbia's Development Services Manager Patrick Zanner says that there have to be a public sewer extension since there is no public sewer currently in the area. The public hearing for the complex is scheduled for June 6th. Jake Godin, KBIA News.
Missouri lawmakers have sent Governor Jay Nixon a bill that would force the state revenue department to stop scanning driving applicants' documents into a computer system. The measure passed the Senate 25-8 yesterday after it was approved by the House earlier this week. The Revenue Department would be required to securely destroy the copies of scanned documents. In December, the department began scanning documents such as birth certificates and concealed weapons permits. The legislation would also allow people to file civil lawsuits against the Revenue Department if they were harmed because of the new license procedures. Physicians' assistants may soon have greater autonomy in providing health care in Missouri. As Alana Gordon reports, advocates say a bill on its way to the governor's desk will improve healthcare access, especially in underserved parts of the state.
Physician assistants, or PAs, are trained health workers who practice medicine under the supervision of a doctor. They do exams, diagnose, and treat illnesses. Missouri currently requires a doctor to be on-site supervising a PA at least two-thirds of the time. Paul Winter, president of Missouri's PA Association, says that's one of the most restrictive requirements in the country. As a result, that's discouraged PAs who train in Missouri from staying and practicing.
Currently, about 50% of the graduates are leaving the state, and most of that is due to job market. And a lot of that had to do with the restrictive language of our laws.
Winter says legislation recently passed out of Missouri's General Assembly would change this dynamic, by greatly reducing the amount of on-site supervision time required of doctors. The state's medical association's on board. It's similar to what's required for nurse practitioners. Winter says the resulting availability of more PAs would be especially promising for rural areas that face physician shortages. I'm Alana Gordon.
A new partnership between Lincoln University, Lynn State Technical College, and several Jefferson City businesses will allow students to earn credit that could go toward either school. KBI's Bridget Bowden tells us more.
Last year, Governor Jay Nixon announced $9 million in grants that would establish what he calls innovation campuses throughout the state. They're not actual campuses, but new approaches to advance training for high-demand careers. The Central Missouri Innovation Campus will allow credits to easily transfer between high schools, Lincoln University, and Lynn State. Governor Nixon says the idea is to allow students to earn degrees and enter the workforce more quickly. Lynn State President Dr. Don Claycomb says he hopes the partnership will increase student interest in information technology careers.
By involving the business community, we think this has an opportunity to better educate, better prepare students for what they're going to be getting into as far as a career path.
Several businesses, including Central Bank, High Five Communications, and RKV Technologies, are involved in the partnership. Claycomb says they'll provide internships to students participating in the program. Bridget Bowden, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.